Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today's show, we're painting with the colors of the wind. So grab your Technicolor dream coats and finish your hats, because there's going to be a whole lot of...
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good one, Brian.
Who's wind?
Because there's going to be a whole lot of color and light tonight.
Oh, yes.
Children and art, get ready to reveal the colors of my life, part one.
Also,
the color purple.
Oh, yeah. Just tack that on. Yeah, the edge. Okay.
So joining us today is a different slew of Shire Hobbits than what you're used to. Kimberly, our game... I was watching Lord of the Rings. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour, is here.
Hello, stay safe.
Stay safe. And Kevin, I am Africa Jager, is still in Chicago seeing his show open, Daphne Sunset. So joining us again today is comedian and movie preview review co-host and Kimberly's fiancé.
We are enfianced.
Hashtag enemy of the show, Jay Schmidt. Oh.
What's up, you guys?
Hey, babes.
Of the show.
Hey, babe.
He's mine.
Yeah, he's yours, you claim?
Yeah.
It's true.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And I also co-host another podcast called the Movie Preview Review. It's on the Showbiz Network, where we record Broadwasted. We have a lot of the kind of the bigger names in comedy in New York City, and we basically review movies just from watching their previews, and we just kind of riff and have a good time.
It's very fun. Kimberly and I have been on the show with co-hosts.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good time. So check it out. Check us out on iTunes and Libsyn and all the good fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a good subway listen.
It is a good subway listen. Yeah. But with us today is a staple of the Broadway community.
Staple.
Yes.
Wow. Mostly he shops at Staples.
Actually, yes, I'm keeping them in business.
And somebody who knows the power of the pen. Oh. You've seen his Broadway ink illustrations celebrating the opening of every Broadway show and beyond New York City. He's also the artist behind the Lights of Broadway show cards. Lights of Broadway!
Lights of Broadway!
Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show, Justin Squiggs Robertson!
Friend of the show! Yes.
Welcome! Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. This is great.
Yeah.
I get to see the room
where it happens.
Dang, I was not going to do any Hamilton...
I already got you with the power. Oh, the power of the pen is
power of the pen. That's ragtime.
Yeah.
But like, what do you tell them stories?
Yeah.
But you can follow him on social media at Call Me Squiggs, SQUIGS, or check him out at squiggsonline.com, where you can see all of his artwork, kind of find more information about him. Because he also performs. He just did The Music Man in Cape May.
Actually, in Cape Cod, yes. But it was a cape.
And Cape Town.
Cape
Town, South Africa.
Cape Man.
Cape Canaveral.
Paul Simon.
Cape Canaveral.
Cape Man. Yeah.
Cape Man.
And
that's a deep cut, dude.
That's a deep cut, yeah. Every time I walk down Wet 45th Street, I pass that park, and I'm like, really? We had a Broadway show just over there that talked about this park.
This park.
Oh.
I listened to that.
Deep.
I didn't see it, but I listened to... Did you see it?
I didn't see it. No, I wasn't in town yet.
But I've heard the... album a couple times.
There's a lot of people that are really passionate about Cape Man.
Cape Man.
Or songs from Cape Man.
Songs from the Cape Man. Yeah. With the little kid on the front.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's this Paul Simon musical that flopped hard. And then...
A show I don't know is rare.
A lot of the press around Bright Star was about how his show flopped and that...
His wife's going to do better than him?
Yeah. Okay. Or... Yeah, I mean, technically, yes, because they got Tony nominations, and Carmen Cusack is a national treasure.
I sat behind Paul Simon when he saw The Last Ship.
Oh, really?
And he was getting ready to... He and Sting were going to be touring, so I sat next to Paul, or behind Paul, and I kind of watched him. I was like, oh, he's watching someone else's show right now.
Isn't that... Do you find it distracting when you're in a show and you're sitting next to someone, not just like regular famous, but like ultra famous?
A little bit. I mean, and usually I just want to kind of take a peek out of the corner of my eye and see what they're,
yeah, yeah.
Do they feel like normal people?
You know, yes.
You know, like People Magazine, they shop just like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They bend over and tie their shoes just like you.
But. So let's go around the table. Who's the most famous person you've seen in the audience of a show?
The most famous person was probably Barbara Walters at the Drowsy Chaperone.
Barbara Wawa.
Barbara Wawa.
But the most interesting...
That's so funny every time.
I saw Peter and the Starcatcher across the aisle from Christian Borle just after he'd left the cast.
Oh, that's fun.
So that was the distracting one. I don't know. He was the first one to stand for the standing ovation. But I just kept looking like...
He's a good guy.
I was just like, do you think he's doing a good job? Does he do that like you did? Is it funny? Are you laughing? Yeah. And he was like...
Could he have won a Tony?
But like, he was pretty stoic and then was the first person to stand at curtain call.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's awesome.
So that was the most distracting. But me and my sister saw Barbara Walters and my sister was like, she's so small. Why is she so small?
I saw Barry Manilow once.
Oh.
Yeah,
he was probably
were you
very,
in what show?
That was a production of Company in Long Beach, California.
Oh.
Years and years ago.
That's so good.
I sat behind Jennifer Aniston while she was watching Hamilton down at the Public.
Oh, wow.
And she was a weepy mess.
I have the best story ever.
Yay.
And I forgot it.
So we went... Kimberly's parents, my future in-laws, got us
careful,
tickets.
Careful,
I know. My future in-laws. I haven't ditched yet.
It's going to happen today!
Actually,
in.
It's a fun... I wanted to record it for posterity. No,
that's a good story.
No, we went to go see... Kimberly's mom is a big fan of Lin-Manuel from In the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got public tickets for Hamilton when they went on sale, like before they were cool. And we went to go see Hamilton.
She's the original Broadway hipster.
Yeah.
To be fair, Gail Cooper is totally a Broadway hipster.
She made me see In the Heights off Broadway because she saw like one article. She's like, I think this is going to be a big deal. Let's go.
But we went and saw...
She's got an eye.
We went and saw Hamilton at the Public.
Moms of the show.
Moms of the show.
And we went to this like Thai. Was it Thai?
It was some sort of fusion. It was
Vietnamese fusion. We went to this Vietnamese fusion restaurant.
Wow. Because I had a hard time ordering.
And Steve Cooper still just ordered just scotch on the rocks, like at a Vietnamese fusion place, which is what I love about him. He's just like, he's like, scotch on the rocks. And they're like, okay. Like,
they know
no
that.
Big deal. Yeah, so we had like three scotch on the rocks.
We need to go next door and.
Yeah. And so we literally walk across the street and go see Hamilton at the Public, and intermission rolls around. And I just see Kimberly's dad just chit-chatting with the lady next to him.
As he was before the show, too.
Yeah, as he was before. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, Steve has got a couple of scotches in him. I was like, I don't know who he's talking to, but this can't be going well. And then I lean over to see who he's talking to. Oh, it's Rosie O'Donnell. No big deal. No problem.
Oh, fun. Okay.
He was like, oh, aren't you Rosie? And she was like, yep. And I was like, okay, this just took a weird turn.
And then my mom high-five her. He was like, this is my wife. Yeah. She loves you.
So drunk Steve Cooper was like, hey, we're all friends with Rosie now. Who wants a koosh ball? Like, you're all getting one.
She's in the theater just shooting them at people.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
But she had said to him before the show started, she, like, leans over to my dad, who does not look like your typical guy who might know musical theater. And she goes, you know, this is a hip-hop musical. Like, you might need to pay attention. Do you like hip-hop? And he just goes, I know, it's the guy who wrote In the Heights. I get it. And shut her down.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. You ate across the street. Did you eat at Indochine? Right across the street from the Public?
Yeah.
Does it have all the like?
Oh, it's yeah,
like white tile and
it's like kind of like palm frond wallpaper kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a famous like fashion and like downtown restaurant. Yeah,
that's like where
the crowd went from Studio 54. They
no
moved
joke.
Downtown to go to Indochine. And I only know this because I got commissioned by IMG Model Agency at one point to do an illustration for a fashion magazine of their top 30 models. And they said, we'd kind of like them in the scene as if they're at Indochine. And I'm like, what? Huh?
That's exactly where we were.
And so literally they messengered me a coffee table book about Indochine and sent me and three friends to dinner. at this restaurant. Took care of everything. Just, that's, you know, because, you know, we want this illustration to look like this. And then, wow. And the illustration never ended up making the magazine. But I got a you know, a dinner. I actually gave the book back because I was like, do you need this? I've learned about Indochine and about, you know, people doing blow and doing other things in the bathroom. And the wonderful food, yes, Indochine, if you hear this. Yeah. But, you know, the whole fish and the it's really good, really amazing food. But when you said that, I was like, Indochine, oh, yeah, hey, y'all are fancy.
Apparently.
Leave it to my parents to bring us to, like, the IT restaurant from the 80s.
Nice, nice.
I went to see Long Day's Journey Into Night, but the Dennehy, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Sean Leonard, and Vanessa Redgrave version.
Okay.
My mom took me for my birthday, and I've probably seen more famous people in audiences, but Richard Dreyfuss was in the audience.
Oh, wow.
And I, between Jaws and Mr. Holland's Opus, like, I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, or especially Roy Neary in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah. But not Newsies?
But no, not Newsies, sorry. I was like, oh, my
favorite
gosh.
Film.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And my mom was like, let's go say hi. And I was like, no, he's just a dude enjoying the show. Like, we're just going to sit here and be crazy. Although last night at a bar, I sat next to Emma Stone.
Really?
That is true.
And it was I was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. She was with someone. Are these seats taken? And because it was like a bench seat. And I was like, she was like, oh, no, you go for it. I was like, sure, thanks. And I sat down. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
He texted me. He texted me, too. Hey, I'm sitting next to Emma Stone, and I was like, yo, I know she likes Garfields. I love lasagna, and I hate Mondays. Send that digit, son.
I did not say anything to her, and I had my drink and left like a normal patron.
Yes.
First of all, can I ask you a question? Are we allowed to call you Squigs?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Where do Squigs come from?
Like you're squiggling.
Well, that has something to do with it. I was playing Nicely Johnson in a production of Guys and Dolls at the Ben Bollinger Candlelight Pavilion Dinner Theater.
First of all, I'm sure you were brilliant.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure I was, but
I'm sure you did a nicely job.
Thank you. Thank you.
How dare you?
Yeah. And so I called to leave a message for a friend, and his roommate couldn't remember my name, but could sort of remember the character that I played on stage. So he said, that guy called for you, Squiggly Wiggly. And he also drew squiggles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my friend thought it was hilarious and then started just telling everybody. And then it shortened to squiggles and then to squiggy and then eventually to squigs. Oh. And then about a few years later, I just started signing my artwork with Squigs, and then that's where that all took off.
That's so really cool, actually.
Nice. Well, and it was funny because I was like, as a kid, I was like, I want a nickname. I don't have a nickname. I want a nickname. And, you know, the best someone could come up with was Justin Bustin. It was like, I don't want that nickname. I don't want that nickname.
And you can't give yourself a nickname.
You can't. No. You really can't. It has to be bestowed upon you.
Yeah. It really has to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like,
so
that's Jay's enemy of the show.
That's his nickname.
I'm hashtag enemy of the show.
He was also born with a nickname because Jay's not his full name.
Oh, would you like to hear Jay's full name?
Does it involve mouth clicking? And
it's James Richard Schmidt III.
James Richard Schmidt III.
But now he's Jay after the Kansas City Jayhawks.
It's funny how I've recorded... we're now halfway through, or maybe a quarter through, of the second episode that I've actually officially recorded. For all of you, the people that follow along with this show, the first episode I recorded, we played a Tony's drinking game, and I don't remember any of it. Now, I was enemy of the show, and it was a joke, and now they're telling everyone my full name, and now I'm actually enemy of the show.
But James Richard Schmidt III, doesn't that sound like a bad guy in like a like preppy 80s movie? You know, like it's like the nerds.
You're like Billy Zabko.
Yeah.
Dude, to be fair, the crane kick is an illegal move. Yeah. It's an illegal move.
Or like he has the shirt tied, the sweater tied around him in like Animal House.
And he starts. Oh.
James Richard Schmidt III.
Yeah. You know what? Great.
All you Goonies, you get to leave your Goondocks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to beat all of you guys in a ski race down the mountain for the rec center.
Chased by a guy going, I want my $2.
Yeah, you're damn right. Yeah. Oh, it's goodness. Coming.
When I'm Mrs. James Richard Schmidt III, am I Mrs. Enemy of the Show?
No, you're Kimmy Schmidt. You're unbreakable.
That's true. I will be Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unbreakable. So what are we drinking? Let's do that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, well, I'll start. I'm drinking a Dead Rise Old Bay Summer Ale from, I believe this is Flying Dog Brewery, mm-hmm. Which I love that this was chosen for me because Ralph Steadman, who is an illustrator hero of mine, has always done the labels for Flying Dog Brewery.
Oh, really?
Cool.
And there's going to be an exhibit of his work at the Society of Illustrators on 63rd Street coming up here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Chianti that Brian bought one day that I opened.
Yeah.
Out of a Kinky Boots cap.
So a census taker once came to my house. He ate my lid with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Am I supposed to know why that's funny?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Too scary. It's cutting off skin. I don't know. Eating brains.
And putting lotions in baskets. But you do that like at Sephora and things like
lotions
that.
Lotions in baskets.
Put the lotion in the basket. And then tie it with a really lovely bow.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I saw Hannibal. Saban.
I
love Saban. Ooh, anyone wants to buy me a present?
I'm drinking Session Black. It is a premium black lager, and I have a shot of Knob Creek whiskey.
Lovely. And I'm drinking out of a Sprink Awakening.
A Sprink Awakening.
It was performed in Norway. A Spring Awakening. Wow. A Spring Awakening. Sippy cup with tequila and cranberry juice.
And no lid because he's living on the edge.
Listen.
Living on the edge.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Aerosmith.
So
we grew up on musicals, like everyone else listening to this.
Squidge, we're going to start with a couple of kind of rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So just like whatever comes to mind first, like answer it that way.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
What is your favorite musical?
Favorite musical? Oh, that's hard. I'm gonna say I just did the show, The Music Man. I really love The Music Man.
I don't. So
like nine out of ten. Say The Music Man.
Yes,
I personally like it, and I that came to mind because I had literally just did the show.
Right, right, right.
But I love
in
shows
a
where
cape
there is
somewhere
in a cape. I wore a cape while doing a show. But I love shows that show, show an underdog and see, people seeing the best in someone and watching them meet expectations beyond themselves. So like from the time that the whole Winthrop story unfolds, or even the Tommy Gillis story where Harold Hill, even though it's a big con right off the bat,
right.
he trusts this kid who's everyone else in the town thinks he's the hoodlum and head of the gang and stuff like that. He trusts them with some leadership, and he blossoms and he becomes a better person. I just, I immediately start crying. I was, in rehearsal, and I was sitting there at the moment where in Wells Fargo Wagon, when Winthrop starts singing. And spoiler alert, here's this kid who doesn't talk, and then suddenly he's like in front of the entire town singing or speaking or whatever. And I turn to Jim, who's playing Harold Hill, and both of us have just tears streaming down our faces, so that's kind of what popped into mind first.
That is the best description of why The Music Man is great that I've ever heard.
Oh, good. No, cool. I mean, I that's really what I love about the show. And it comes down, to the end when, they're trying to convince Harold Hill to leave town and escape the tar and the feathers and stuff like that. And Winthrop says to his sister, don't you wish he never came to town? And she's like, no, I think that, everything that he said is true. You see it in every kid walking around, standing a little taller, around town.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Even though it started off as a con, he said things to people that made sense to them and uplifted them and had them meet some sort of a new level in their lives. So
So the question is, if they're reviving The Music Man right now, who does it?
Well, I listened to your show, so I don't know. I think it would be interesting to do a total silent version of the show, where it's just small mouth sounds, maybe.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
Jay
does not listen to the show.
It's all the choreography consists of arm wrestling and chess moves.
That's like really. Who's directing that?
I am.
So who plays? So in a revival tomorrow of The Music Man on Broadway, who plays Harold Hill?
Wow, that's fascinating. It'd be interesting to do a totally colorblind casting. You know, maybe David Diggs. How about David Diggs?
Oh, yep, wow! 100%. We're not even going on the table. That's what we want.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah.
And Laura Osnes just said that that's one of her dream roles.
Yeah, I want to see David Diggs and Laura Osnes in a revival of The Music Man.
Okay, let's make it happen.
I love that.
Done. Yeah. Set it.
Set it and forget it. Ronco Showtime, Showtime Girl.
We're a production team now. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's kickstart that. No!
What is your Desert Island original Broadway cast album?
Cast album.
You're stranded on Desert Island. You got one cast album. What is it?
Oh, wow. That's hard. Okay. This is really weird and out there, but High Spirits.
That is weird and out there. Yeah. Tell us more.
High Spirits, it's Hugh Martin, and I'm blanking on all of the writing team, but it's this classic 60s brassy musical with just an amazing horn-filled overture. It starred Tammy Grimes and Beatrice Lilly, and it's Blythe Spirit, a musical version of Blythe Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And there are these fantastic songs in it. There's, both Tammy Grimes and Bea Lilly get some amazing, amazing tunes. And there was especially one summer where I listened to that nonstop. I was driving, commuting to do a show in Southern California and spending a lot of time in my car. And that was like, it just made me happy. I enjoyed it. And for pure happiness factor, I think that
cool
was.
Cool answer.
Yeah. And of course, I hope I have.
That's a show I didn't know existed. All right.
Yeah, Madame Arcadi is played by Bea Lilly, and she has a song about her bicycle, and she has a song about her Ouija board, and she has a song about something is coming to tea. What is it?
I'd love to talk about how you got into the drawing for the openings.
Okay.
But I'd also love to hear your process because I know that you see it and you draw it.
Sure, sure. Sometimes I'll do that. I mean, because that's easy to answer right away. I mean, I see the show typically in latent previews, typically when press is allowed in.
Yeah.
And so I'll see a show. I'll usually do homework beforehand to see if there are photos or video or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I can, if there's reference, I can go in and take less specific notes. But if there's not, I have to, do a lot of detailed notes in the dark, with So I sometimes will have a few days to draw a show, sometimes a week. Often I'll have one or two days to finish the sketch. I do a pencil sketch on, the actual size is going to be. Then I transfer it to a light board where I do an ink sketch over that.
So you ink your own
I do
work.
Ink
oh,
work.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I scan it into the computer and I do all the coloring and adjustments and stuff in Photoshop. So that's essentially the process. The way I got into this, drawing shows started as closing night gifts for fellow actors. Back when I was still in college, poor college student, I wanted to give a closing night gift to the very first cast that I did this for was in 1993, the Yestin Copet Phantom at the Whittier La Mirada Musical Theater Association in La Mirada, California.
Okay.
And
because you're a West Coaster originally, right?
Yeah.
You're from the Portland area?
Born and raised in Oregon, about an hour and a half south of Portland.
Okay.
And then went to college down in Southern California.
Nice, nice, nice.
And started, that one sketch kind of got enough, positive response that I did it then for the next show and the next show and the next show. And eventually people were asking me if I would draw their shows. Sometimes, people would go into New York and do a show and they'd say, hey, I would love for you to draw this show. And over the years I started seeing that, a pattern there. And I was like, I really enjoyed doing this. This is a lovely parallel endeavor to working in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I started putting it out there more and more. I have a friend who said, what do famous illustrators have that you could utilize? And it's a weekly platform or a regular platform. And he said, right now, technology is leaning in the way that you have this resource, Facebook, and it's free. It's going to cost you time and effort, but put something out there every week as an exercise for yourself and just to show off what you can do, mm-hmm. put it out there. And so for like a full year, every week I did something online. And then this is long story, even longer. But I came to New York for a vacation, and I happened to be in town for the Broadway Flea Market, which happens every year, late September. Mm-hmm. Wonderful event. And I had just done a commission for a friend who gave a gift to the title of show cast. And so they were having a table at the flea market, and I just said, hey, I'm going to be in town. Can I, you know, sit at the table, sell some prints, help out, maybe draw some pictures?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They said, absolutely. They sent my email to the person who was organizing the table that year, which was someone by the name of Jen Tepper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I started with that. And then the following year, I made it a point to come back during flea market time because I love that event so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And Susan Blackwell was doing her very first video feature for Broadway.com.
Oh, wow.
And I just emailed her and I said, I'll be in town for that. She said, oh, I'll come by and give you some camera time. And she did. And then she introduced me to Paul Wontorek at mm-hmm. Broadway.com.
Yeah.
We started talking the next day about doing a regular feature.
And that,
so I started drawing for Broadway.com in June of 2010. And
cool.
Been doing that for them, you know, since then.
That's amazing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Before we move to our first game, was wondering, did your style mimic kind of Al Hirschfeld to start, or did you kind of adapt to that to kind of, you know, meld with what the Broadway history had?
It's funny because I mean, since I've been doing this, I've known of Hirschfeld's work, and he's a hero of mine. I mean, you know, and just his, you know, longevity and his ability.
I can't wait to see a show at the Squiggs Theater.
It'll be like 8 decades from now if it happens. I'm friends with David Leopold, who's the archivist for the Hirschfeld Foundation,
uh-huh.
And I'm so reverent of Hirschfeld's work, and it, you know, it's plain to see that there's definitely an influence, and especially when you see my work and it's not been colored, you know, it's all mm-hmm. strictly black and white. Although Hirschfeld did work a lot in color,
gouache.
And you know, his TV guide covers are pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I have two in my bathroom. One's of Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villechaize from Fantasy Island.
Oh yeah, sure. The plane.
Yeah, and then one is the bunkers from, you know, from Archie Bunker. So since I live in Astoria, I was like, oh, gotta have some.
Absolutely.
Have the bunkers. But
definitely.
But yeah, I think over the years, my style is kind of, you know, leaned definitely towards a Hirschfeldian style. But I do feel that I'm finding my own way. Mm-hmm. And I actually find that sometimes my work mimics a bit more the artist Sam Norkin, who was somewhat of a contemporary of Hirschfeld. I don't think he started quite as early, but it was during his lifetime and his career was kind of known. A lot of people called him the other Hirschfeld, and I think even Hirschfeld felt that Sam copied him. But there's definitely a difference in his work, and I think it's pretty fantastic. And you can look at some of his Broadway sketches, and you might even like, you know, see that my work looks a little bit more like his.
But, cool.
You know, a lot of these things are, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, you know. I mean, I could never do something the way that Al Hirschfeld did it.
Right.
You know, I might have some some lines that might look like they belong in a Hirschfeld drawing. But you know, when it comes down to if you're looking at lines, that's one thing. If you're looking at the intent behind where those lines go, you know, it's like I'm looking at, you know, in through one set of eyes, and an owl is looking through another set of eyes.
Yeah.
And you know, there's never going to be another owl. You know,
totally.
But I'd like to think there'd never be another Squiggs. So,
no way,
absolutely, yeah.
No way, Jose.
Deep. No.
on that deep note, let's play a game.
A game. Ready?
Always.
Because Squiggs came packing with those card packs.
I already took a picture. It's going to go on Instagram. I'm so happy.
I brought a few.
So I'm going to let everyone pick a pack.
I want a blue one.
I'll take a black one.
So right.
My pack is from the special summer 2015 preview edition that Squiggs prepared for us.
I'm from the autumn 2015. Yes. Now, before we go on,
sure.
I just have to say, I spent a lot of time on Twitter. I'm a comedian. I spent a lot of time on Twitter.
I will vouch
and
for that.
I have noticed since the two of these have started a show and have been tweeting about these cards.
Those light catchers, though!
And those light catchers. No one has been more responsive on Twitter about these cards than any group I've ever seen.
I love my light catchers. They're amazing. You know, one of the things about these cards that we are so amazed by is that we knew that they would be a fun, novel idea. It would be something that I'll mention my partner in the business, Dory Berenstein, we've been chatting about this for years before this actually happened, and we knew it would be a good idea because it was something we would enjoy ourselves. But then the community that's popped up around the cards has been pretty amazing. You know, if anytime you go into the theater circle on 44th
Street,
nice. You'll often see people with their books, and doing trades, and you know, there's a Facebook trading group that you can, you ask to be a member of, and people
now
are trading.
I want to be a member of that
people
group.
Are trading.
I believe I am
trading these cards
all over
the country,
really?
and sending trades through the mail, and some people are saying, you know, first of all, they're like in their town thinking they're the only person that likes Broadway theater, and now that they're part of this community across the country trading these things, and also people are saying it makes it the mail fun to get again. Yeah, there's some great folks that are collecting these, and we're. You know, we also try to ask, you know, what they want to see in these cards, what they like, what they think could be better, and you know, we're excited to our next roster is pretty much nailed down. I just have to do a lot of drawing.
So, listeners of the show, if you have any suggestions of who you'd like to see on Lights of Broadway cards,
don't tell him because he already has to draw them all.
Because
Schmidt.
I mean, as you know, they are a staple of this show. We use them
every week. I've listened to a number of episodes, and I'm always, you know, honestly. Sometimes if I don't have enough time, I usually go towards the end.
That's fine.
Clickety click at the end. Listen. I'm like, oh my gosh, who did they get?
I guess before we play the game, I have to ask the most important question of this whole show. This entire show.
Is?
How does Broad Waste get a Broadway card?
Wow. We'll see what we can do. Because you're not going to get one. It's a possibility. Stranger things have happened.
Are you familiar with the game Heads Up?
Yeah.
Heads Up.
Sure.
It's a game that you have on your iPhone. Please do not look at the cards that you open.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay. It was like Heads Up 7-Up. That was like in grade school.
Yeah.
We will play that too. No, I'm just kidding.
How do you use the cards with Heads Up 7-Up?
So with Heads Up, I'll go first so that we can all see it.
So we're not looking at this card.
So we are not looking at our cards.
Which is hard because there's, you know.
Because it's on the back,
it's
too.
On the back
I know
too,
it's hard.
Yeah.
So that's why my hands are over
putting
mine.
Putting them under the table.
So yes, don't do it now.
Oh, don't do it now?
No,
the card's already on my head.
I know, but it's fine. Okay, Jay, do you want to go first?
Jay's going first.
Jay's going to put a card on his head. We're going to all try to make him guess what card is on his head.
Party on.
And then he'll do it for how long do you want to do it for?
I got really excited about it, and I just stuck it to my head.
So we'll see who can get the most in, what do I want to say, a minute, 30 seconds?
Sure. A minute works.
A minute, okay.
How many I can get in 30 seconds?
Yeah. A minute.
I have to, like, have them in my hand.
Yeah. So, you have to guess. It's the opposite of the game we played before.
I'm so sorry I disrespected your cards by licking them and sticking them in my forehead.
It's okay. You can keep them.
All right. Ready?
All right.
Set.
Copy that.
Go. Disney.
Part of your world.
Oh, it's a Little Mermaid.
He writes the music.
He writes the music.
Oh, Alan Menken.
Correct.
Yeah. Ding.
Lick them. Just hold them.
I wanted to lick them.
ABC Cafe.
I can't see. I can't see.
Rent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
Jonathan Larson.
No. Billy Porter won a Tony for this musical.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm drinking
Boots.
Out of the cup. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he plays the genie in Disney's Aladdin.
Oh,
and
no.
He was in Memphis.
Oh, no. I'm going to say.
What's your first name?
Jay.
What's your full first name?
Jay Schmidt.
What's your full first name?
James.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And there was a president who's.
Yeah, there was a president.
Calvin.
No.
Four, three, two.
James Garfield.
James Monroe Iglehart.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. It was going to be a hard thing when we got to Iglehart.
To be fair, I got three.
What were your other cards in there?
I had James Monroe Iglehart, which I didn't. I know his face, but I didn't know his name.
Right.
I had Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And then Beth Level.
Oh, nice.
Beth Level.
Yeah.
She's drowsy.
Who should go next?
She is drowsy. Who wants to go next?
I got three.
I think that's pretty good.
Brian, you go next. Ready? Brian has the black pack.
Ooh, yeah. So these are OG. These are some callbacks.
These are OG, homie.
Ready? Go.
Oh, original Anita in West Side Story.
Gina Rivera.
Correct. Mm.
Boom.
Oh, wrote Fun Home. Wrote the
Violet
Story. Janice's Story.
Cabaret, recent MC.
Yeah, Alan Cumming.
Correct.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, Shuffle Along.
Porgy and Bess. Ragtime.
Oh, Audra.
Correct.
it's a British play.
Curious.
They also did a filmed version of it. The film version starred Mark Rylance.
Yeah.
Oh, Wolf Hall 1-2.
Yes.
Or 2 or 1. Or yes. I don't know. Which
both,
one?
Both.
Oh, actor and director. Directed Wicked.
Oh, Mantello. Mantello.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, four.
Wonderful. Brian Squiggs, are you ready?
I think so.
That's okay. Being cut.
Stop.
You ready?
Stop. Reset. I don't know how to work this thing. Ready?
Okay.
Set. Go.
He has three names. It's the long name of Bill.
William. William Michael Long?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh. He drew all these. Yeah.
Again.
Same card.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, our stupid packagers?
Again.
Same card.
Oh, wait,
no.
I'm just kidding.
Tap dancer, Shuffle Along.
Corey Glover.
Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
Uh-huh.
Matthew Morrison and Laura Michelle Kelly.
But Frasier was in this.
Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Correct.
You lost something. He's the new Harold Hill.
You must be Eddie O'Connor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's on your feet right now.
Oh, Anna Viafani?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure, why not?
Is that it?
I think that's all I have in my pack.
Oh,
Squeezy,
damn.
You nailed it.
Yay.
Okay.
So what do you have to beat?
I have to beat 55 seconds.
Which Kimberly? Was Squiggs or me?
Which was Squiggs, but he had one more than you because you had.
Oh, wait, no, but hang on. The yellow packs have 5 in each, and those have 6, actually. So.
Oh, so never mind.
So I had 6. We went through 6 of mine.
I would just like to say that
you're at 56 seconds. Time, 55.
Did we time how quickly I went through all 3 of my cards? Because statistically, I think I might still
wait,
be winning.
Okay, someone else has to do the timer for me, though.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Squiggs, I will hit the timer.
Can you hit start?
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay, and ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see.
Oh, he's was in Nice Work If You Can Get It. He played Cookie. He is looking to come in the Honeymooners. I mean, they've been talking about the Honeymooners for a while.
I got nothing. I got a whole handful of nothing.
What is Jay Fox's first name?
Who?
Blank Jay Fox.
Michael?
Yes. And then it's...
Michael Park?
No.
The singer from Sugar Ray.
Mark Blank. He's an Irish name.
Oh, fit. Michael.
Just pass. Okay. Go to the next one.
Yeah, just pass.
Alexander
and,
blank,
and
blank,
Peggy.
Blank.
And Peggy.
Alexander oh, blank, blank, blank.
The Gemma's ever seen
it's the show.
Show.
It's the show. It's
oh,
the show.
Hamilton. Just say that.
Laura Osnes starred as a princess.
Cinderella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Life. He was on Law and Order.
He donated his eyes.
That's a minute. That's a minute.
He's Luminaire. He's
yeah,
Luminaire.
Okay. No, Jerry Orbach. Who was this first one?
Michael McGrath.
Yeah, Mark McGrath.
most recently on the board, the Broadway revival of On the 20th Century. Yep, exactly what I remember. Cool. This is Show Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
So keep your pack. We have a draw pile, too, if you need any extras, but I don't think you should.
Okay.
So we will start with Jay. Draw from the envelope. Read aloud.
And we're using the cards we just
got. And we'll use the cards we just got.
Okay.
And then give Jay the funniest answer to what he draws from the envelope.
All right.
Great. Here's the envelope. Draw.
Party.
Draw. Meow, 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 meow. It's usually my
reach
job.
For the sky. There's a snake in my woods. Someone's poison the water.
I drink to forget blank. All right. I drink to forget Finding Neverland. I drink to forget Michael McGrath. I drink.
Forgot. You already did.
To forget Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2. Now, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Have you been lying this whole time?
The whole time. Mark it. The whole time I've been lying. Part of me wants to say Michael McGrath because I.
By the way, it's Michael McGraw, but.
Michael McGrath?
McGrath.
All right,
that's
great.
What I say.
Well, I want to say that because I don't know who that is.
Here we go. We all have our junk, and my junk is blank.
Where did my cards go?
We all have our junk, and my junk is blank.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Kevin in hat. We all have our junk, and our junk is...
I'm just laughing at Jay losing his cards.
I didn't know where they went. Wait, we all
Do
have our junk.
Do you want to take forever?
Oh, I'm gonna. Because you're mean.
Read your cards.
Okay,
how
sorry.
Dare you.
We all have our junk, and my junk is David Diggs. We all have our junk, and my junk is Hamilton. We all have our junk, and my junk is Jonathan Larson. I think it's Hamilton.
Yay!
All right.
We all have our junk. And my junk is Hamilton.
All right.
All right.
The lady wins.
Hooray! Squeeze me, you'll draw from the envelope.
Yes. And I don't enter this. I let you all do that, right?
Correct.
It's
been a while since I've played the cards against humanity.
Okay. You got a big one.
When the lights go down and blank starts singing, Kimberly begins a 2-hour, 30-minute long cry with 1 15-minute intermission for M&Ms. When the lights go down and blank starts singing, Kimberly begins a 2-hour, 30-minute long cry with 1 15-minute intermission for M&Ms.
Easy.
Oh, wait. I'm entering this one, even though it's about me. And, here we go.
And I don't know if I know you well enough.
You'll just know.
I will know.
And if you don't
know,
I cry at most things.
Now you know.
Yeah, shuffle so you don't know what I said.
Shuffle along.
Yeah,
shuffle
really hard.
Shuffle along.
Okay. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but when the lights go down and blank starts singing, cry for a long time. When Audra McDonald starts singing.
Oh, yeah.
When the lights go down and Alan Menken starts singing. Ooh, that's got a good hit. When the lights go down and Adam Pascal starts singing, I'm going to have to go with Audra McDonald.
Yeah! Brian Plofsky won that round.
Ta-da.
I'm Brian Plofsky.
Not wrong. All
right.
What's the most you've cried during a show, Squiggs?
Oh, goodness. I can actually answer this. It was the very first Broadway show that I saw, which ironically was only in 2004. And I'm a big Sondheim nut. And the first Broadway show I saw was the revival of Pacific Overtures. And I'm sitting there in Studio 54, and just that vamp starts. Dunk, dunka, dunka, dunk, mm-hmm. dunk, dunk. And I'm suddenly like projectile tears for the solid, 7 minutes of that song. I'm someone in a tree. And I think that was probably the best cry I've had in a musical, possibly. But yeah.
That's so good.
Great.
Ready? I have a two-parter.
Two-parter. Huh,
blank to star in the Gilmore Girls musical alongside blank. So who are your Broadway Gilmore Girls? Cheetah Rivera to star in the Gilmore Girls musical alongside Alan Cumming.
Yes.
That's a great movie.
Beth Lovell to star in the Gilmore Girls musical alongside James Monroe Aguilar. But he can be Michelle. Watch Gilmore? Okay. William Ivy Long. William Ivy Long to starring the Gilmore Girls musical alongside William Ivy Law. That's the winner!
Yay! It pays to get a double in your pack.
Yeah, right? So who won that round? Who won that?
I think you won. You got,
I think I did.
Oh,
I
think Squiggs won.
So your prize choices.
You won three.
My prize, oh my goodness.
The Cinderella cast album or Baked by Melissa Cupcakes.
Oh my gosh. Well, since I have the Cinderella cast album on my iTunes, I'm going to choose the Cupcakes.
The Cupcakes, so hooray!
Can I have the Cinderella?
Yeah, you can have Cinderella.
Yay, Laura Osnes in my ears.
Yes, Laura Osnes. Yeah, and Santino Fontana.
And Santino
Fontana. And my buddy Greg Hildreth.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Greg Hildreth.
Yeah. He's good. He's good peeps. They're all good peeps. Yay.
Wonderful.
Games. I had to admit,
so
I was
many
a little,
friends of the show.
In Cinderella?
Just in life.
Oh, yeah. 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 No, I was a little nervous to play games with the cards. I'm like, wow, they expect me to be an expert on these cards.
Before we end tonight, I really want to thank you for coming on.
My
thank
pleasure.
You so
this was
much.
Fun.
Thank
you so much for plugging these cards every week. You know,
we
it's like,
love. I was just going to say,
we are obsessed.
We truly are obsessed. We love them. They're so much fun for both games and just for Broadway lovers in general. Mm-hmm. Kimberly was the one who suggested.
Trivia.
Yeah,
trivia.
Kimberly was the one who brought
them
on.
Yes.
And we just like. These are a staple. We love them.
Thank you.
So thanks for doing what you do. Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. We love all of your drawings. Whenever something opens, your art is one of the first things I love to look at, you know, based on
fantastic.
All those articles.
No joke.
No, but for real. Like, that's not thank even – that is not a joke.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on and hanging with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. This was
hooray.
Great. This was great.
So to end every episode
– yeah. Uh-huh.
We have a very inspirational quote.
Okay.
Okay.
So today's inspirational quote is, watch me man up like no one else. I'm going to man up all over myself. From the very emotional film, musical, not film, musical, Book of Mormon.
It'll be a film.
Book
soon,
of Mormon.
Sure.
Mormon.
When are they going to do a movie of that?
Well, most musicals do a movie when they need to boost those ticket sales.
Great.
Party.
So as you may know, we end every episode with our favorite phrase from
Brian's
my
favorite.
Favorite phrase from
Brian's
Greece.
Uh-huh.
So cheers. Thanks, Squiggs. Mm-hmm.
I went up the octave.
Yeah,
those
you did.
Yes,
option up.
Rails.
Well, Jay, thanks for co-hosting. Squiggs, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Always look out on Broadway.com that hosts it. Yes?
Broadway.com is where you can see the regular sketches. Also, I'm at squiggsonline.com. And then the trading cards are thelightsofbroadway.nyc.
Great.
Yeah.
And follow Squiggs at Call Me Squiggs on Twitter and Instagram. And then follow us on at Broadwasted on Instagram, Twitter, and you can find us on Facebook. We love that you guys listen to us. Hey, we want to give a shout out to all those light catchers out there. Thanks
woo-hoo!
Again.
Thank you, light catchers. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you guys are making you make the world go round. I mean, you know,
you give me a reason to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Final question. What is your favorite drawing you've ever done?
Oh, that's like choosing that's babies, choosing children.
That's fair.
The first one I did.
Okay.
I don't know.
Which was what?
Which is,
yeah,
which
sure.
is that Phantom. It started all this whole thing. So
the Phantom?
Back in 1993. It, you know,
great.
It's far from
I think
my best
a
work.
Great answer.
But I'll choose the Foundation.
The Broadwasted one.
The one that I did while at Broadwasted.
But
in
Squiggs,
Brian's
thanks.
Mind.
Thanks
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome. Welcome.
We'll
thank you.
Listen to us next week. Listen to all of our other ones on iTunes. We love theater. You love theater. All right. Thanks, guys.
Probably not still recording.
No, Alex, cut us.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.